This is Mitchell Dye with Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And it's a great pleasure to welcome Christine Cousins, Labor candidate for Geelong, to the studio. How are you, Christine?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
And I see your face everywhere, including on the front of Trades Hall as I walk past to come into the studio. So I feel like I already know you, even though we're just meeting for the first time. So that's always important, is it, to have that name and face recognition out there?
Definitely, yes.
So I guess, what is your background? I mean, what sort of experience do you have that leads you into becoming a candidate?
Yeah, I am born and bred in Geelong. I grew up in Corio, in a family of six kids. I then moved on from there, became employed as a cake maker in a cake factory in North Geelong. Did a few different factory jobs and then realised the importance of education because I was 15 when I left school, and went off and got a Bachelor of Arts in Social Science. And then focused on community development, which is something I really enjoy doing, working with communities. Moved into housing, homelessness, working with young people, consumer law. And then in 1999, when Ian Tresize won the seat of Geelong, he asked me to work for him, and I've been there ever since.
And what's it like working day to day for an MP?
It's an interesting job because it's, you know, a vast variety of different issues that come up. Finding out from the community what, you know, what they want to see happen in Geelong. So yeah, it's an exciting, different, interesting job. It has its downsides at times, of course, but generally speaking, Ian's a fantastic member, and has been since he won in 1999, and has really been strong advocate for Geelong. So now that he's decided to retire from politics, I've jumped into that space, and I think, you know, he's been a great mentor for me, and my experience having worked for him for that long will be a benefit to Geelong.
I mean, he obviously decided to retire. Was it a difficult decision to decide if you were going to run as the candidate, or has it always been sort of a dream of yours?
Yeah, I've always wanted to run as a candidate for the Labor Party. That's been an intention. It was a matter of, you know, opportunities coming up or not. And this opportunity came up, and I thought, well, yeah, I'd like to represent the people of Geelong. So I did.
And what are some of the things that have inspired you to run as a candidate, I suppose, that have made you want to do it?
I suppose, you know, the important thing, and having grown up on a public housing estate and, you know, in a working class community, I suppose I saw more the issues that affect people by bad governments, I suppose. Policy that impacts on people in terms of employment, housing, you know, the social welfare system. So, you know, I saw a lot of that growing up, and as I got older and went into the workforce, particularly in community development, I saw the homelessness, young unemployed people who need some hope. They need to be able to work towards something. So that inspired me and has been, you know, something I've always wanted to do, really.
Yeah, and I guess Labor values are why you're running for Labor. What do you think those values are, and what do they mean for you?
Well, it's about caring for people and looking after the community. It's about equity in our society. And at the moment, we're sadly lacking in that equity, I think. When we've got 20% youth unemployment, that's a huge issue for our community. It's actually a crisis. And I know that the Liberal governments are denying that we have a crisis, but I think most people out there understand that we do, and it's a pretty serious situation. We've also had a doubling of our general unemployment figures in Geelong over the last year, and that's a major concern.
Yeah, well, you just have to look at the front cover of the Advertiser today. I mean, mm-hmm. It spells it out. So you think employment is the biggest issue for Geelong at the moment?
I think jobs is on everybody's mind. If people still have a job, they're worried about keeping that job, obviously. A lot of people are now unemployed. We've seen workers from Ford's, Alcoa, lots of smaller industry. They've lost their jobs. They haven't been able to find more work. So they're sitting back thinking, well what's happening for me? One of the things that the Labor government will look at is a creating jobs. So we have a jobs plan in place. We're looking at all sorts of opportunities. We're looking at manufacturing in this city. Manufacturing is still one of our biggest employers in this city. For our community leaders to say we need to move away from manufacturing is just a farce.
Mm. Well, I mean, I was at that G21 stakeholder forum a few weeks. I even saw you there. And there seem to be a few of the stakeholders that were actually speaking there were saying that we are in transition. And I'm not sure what are we actually transitioning to, but you're saying that we're not necessarily in transition.
That's right. I mean, there are lots of opportunities that, you know, a state government can nurture to build those manufacturing jobs in Geelong. You know, there's lots of opportunities there. We're looking at the Land 400, for example. That could be a huge job creator. There's lots of projects out there that just need a bit of a hand from state government or federal government to get them underway. The Manufacturing Council have an amazing plan in place, and hopefully we will support that when the announcements come. So there are opportunities there. We just need to grab them while we can and stop saying, you know, Geelong's a great place to live, all's well. Well, it's not. And it's a great place to live, but it's not all well.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. You just have to walk through the CBD to see that.
That's right.
You know, there's some shops that are doing it tough, and obviously that's a big problem for employment as well.
Yes. So, you know, our retailers out there are doing it tough. There's no doubt about that at all. So, you know, we need to bring people back into the city area. One way of doing that, and to some degree we've started doing that, is creating housing in the city. But it needs to be affordable housing too. Massive apartments on the waterfront for $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 is not it. That's part of it, but it's not the complete answer. We need to provide affordable accommodation for all varieties of people, whether they're single, young families, couples. And that brings those people back into the city. That's what we need.
So I guess the question is, how do you create affordable housing? I mean, it's a big problem at the moment, but easier said than done?
Yeah, look, I know it's not an easy thing to do, but we have a public housing system which has been run into the ground by the Liberal government, I have to say. It's very disturbing what's happened there. However, with the right planning, we can start putting some of that public housing back into the city. We did have some in the city and it was sold off by the Liberal government. So we need to get that happening. We need to get developers in who are prepared to provide low-cost housing as part of the package of the deal that they put to council.
So when you say it's been run into the ground by the current government, has it been a reduction in the amount of homes or stocks available? Is that been the main issue?
Yeah, pretty much. From my perspective, they don't have a commitment to public housing at all. So there's been very little public housing, new public housing. And there's been a very, you know, very little funding put into public housing, basically, from a federal and state perspective.
Is homelessness on the rise?
Yes, it is, and it's a serious problem that we are facing at the moment. Homelessness, particularly youth homelessness, but that's not to say there aren't homeless families out there. I think with the changes by the Abbott government, we will see a lot more homelessness on our streets. Young people who will be cut off from the unemployment benefit or not receive it for 6 months after leaving school, if they don't have those family supports, how do they then live? How do they buy food? How do they pay rent? It's just not possible.
So you're saying public housing is a big driver in trying to resolve some of those issues?
Certainly. I mean, public housing, education and a job are all key factors to reducing poverty. And if we don't start focusing on those things, we're going to have a much bigger problem.
Well, if we start looking at public housing, I mean, how much would we need to increase the public housing in this area alone, if you have some sort of idea?
Well, I'm aware there's a couple of thousand people on the waiting list, but that doesn't give us the true picture of what's really going on. There are many other people out there who are eligible for public housing, but it's pointless putting your name down if you're going to wait 10 to 20 years to get housed.
Yeah.
So there needs to be a full review of the way we operate public housing and who is entitled and how we're going to do that and actually put bricks and mortar on the ground to accommodate people.
And will there be that review if Labor forms government?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we would expect to see that soon after the election.
Yeah, Labor has a huge commitment to public housing and always has. So has public education, public health, job creation. They're key factors of the Labor Party's policies.
And on the education front, I mean, you cited that as a second sort of issue. I'm not sure if you caught Q&A last night.
But yes,
that
I did.
Well, there you go. I mean, that was one of the big talking points last night. I mean, what are some of your thoughts there on what's happened and what would you like to see resolved?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that one of the first things we need to do is put the money back in our TAFE system. This government has stripped all the funding out of our TAFE. Our TAFE has been a great institution in Geelong for many, many years and has been the provider of good education and training for our young people, and we need that. At the moment, it's been gutted and a lot of those things are just not available. So, and of course, our secondary and primary schools, we've announced rebuilding of Geelong High, we're going to rebuild Wennington Primary School, and there's a range of other schools that will come into that as well.
So if I'm a TAFE student, what's it like for me now as opposed to a few years ago with these funding cuts? What's it actually meant for what I can achieve?
Well, it's likely to mean that the courses that you want to do are not available anymore.
Right.
So there was a huge redundancy overall for the teachers. Courses were cut. So some people had got halfway through a course and can't complete it because it's not on offer here in Geelong. So those sorts of issues are huge. The cost factor of having to pay for your courses, once you've got a Cert 3, that's it. From then on, you're on your own. You have to pay for your own education. So instead of supporting people to get the education that they need and want, we're not. We're just saying, well, you're on your own now.
So with TAFE, it's more about the availability of courses. Is the quality of the teaching still the same as to what it was?
Well, you know, in fairness to the teaching staff there, I would say that, you know, the quality of teaching is the same, but yes, it's much more difficult for them. You know, their resources have been cut. The money's just not there. The other side to the TAFE is that they have traditionally provided the reskilling of redundant workers. Well, that's gone.
Mm.
So there's a new project that has got underway, but we're yet to see the results of that.
Yeah, and I suppose education is a little bit more of a long-term strategy, is it, when we're talking about dealing with unemployment, because someone's got to sit down and actually complete the course.
Mm-hmm.
So are there action steps that we can take right now to resolve the situation, or do we have to sort of be a bit more patient about it?
Well, I think there will be some things that we can do to resolve the situation pretty much immediately. We've made announcements, two key announcements, bring $100 million into Geelong. That's the GPAC announcement and the Skilled Stadium announcement. What that means is they're both shovel ready, so they're ready to go. If we win government in November, by early next year, they'll be underway. So, and tied to that is the fact that they must be Geelong workers that work on those projects. It must be Geelong materials and products that are used. Also, there's an attachment with the TAFE that new apprentices will be trained to work on those jobs. And that's a pretty amazing project.
Mm. I mean, how important is the Simmons Stadium redevelopment for our economy? How tied is it to our economic growth?
Oh, I think it's huge. Hopefully we'll get more games there, and each time there's a home game it brings in a huge amount of money because people come and stay in the city. There's that side of it, but I think the funding for the Skilled Stadium includes the Rehabilitation Centre, which is a state-of-the-art rehabilitation centre that we use by the TAC, by WorkCover and by the community in general. So that's going to create jobs there. It's going to bring people into the community, use those facilities. So that's a pretty amazing part of that whole project.
And just looking at your campaign strategy, I suppose, mm-hmm. I mean, the margin for Geelong is quite in favour of Labor and mm-hmm. you as being the candidate. Is the strategy different to what it would be if it was a marginal seat?
No, it's not actually. I mean, we're not taking anything for granted. We're working 7 days a week. We're getting out there. We're doing street stalls and markets. And I mean, I don't have a lot of money to campaign with. So a lot of it's that face-to-face contact with voters. But that's probably more important than anything else. So getting out there and meeting people, knocking on doors, doing all those things, because we aren't taking anything for granted.
So people in the Geelong electorate might have you knocking on their door in the near future.
Well, if they haven't already, they will have Yeah.
Yeah, and I was speaking to a resident in MacKillop Street, and they said you left a flyer about the MacKillop Street trucks. I mean, you're obviously trying to talk to people about the local issues that affect their particular part of the electorate.
Yeah, well, Ian Trathise has traditionally worked on that issue for quite some years, and a number of residents contacted me and asked to have a meeting to see what my thoughts were, obviously. So I met with the residents. I've door knocked MacKillop Street and spoken to a lot more residents about the issue. So, yes, I am on top of that. And, I mean, basically the agreement is that the load should be shared amongst all those streets, not just targeted in MacKillop Street.
So it would be maybe not necessarily trucks through the CBD, or would it?
Well, at the moment, Mallop Street's been closed off to trucks. Mm. So they're going down Ryrie Street and MacKillop Street. The council has now decided with Vic Roads that they will take them off Ryrie Street as well, which will put all the truck traffic pretty much down MacKillop Street. That's a residential street. It's not fair on those residents because they're copping all the traffic. What we're saying is it should be Mallop Street, Ryrie Street, MacKillop Street, share the load until we come up with a more long-term solution to the problem, which of course will be the ring road.
Yeah, so that's going to be the ring road being connected out to the Bellarine Highway.
Yeah,
and is that part of Labor's vision for the area?
We haven't made that announcement yet, but we'll see what comes of that.
Yes, yeah. So you just never know what's going to happen. I mean, there's still a fair way to go before the election, isn't
there? Well, there is. We're, 60 days to go, and there's a lot more announcements to make, so...
Yeah, I mean, I was sort of asking people about it, and some people are just saying, well, it's so early, but this is where all the ground and grunt work is done, isn't it?
That's right, and, the signing of the writs, which is on the 4th of November, once that kicks in, it'll be pretty hot, I'd say, in those last 4 weeks. But the lead-up is important because understanding the community issues is really important for a candidate. I've been around a long time. I've been involved with the Geelong Trades Hall on the executive. I've been president, currently vice president of Trades Hall. So I understand the issues affecting workers. I also volunteer for the crisis response, which is setting up evacuation centres when we have bushfires. So I volunteer for that as well. So I understand what the community issues are.
And just last of all, we were talking about some local planning issues just off air. I mean, what do you think the government's doing in terms of planning, and what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I mean, myself and many other residents are not happy with the proposed C300 planning amendment that's been put up. The council has adopted it, and it's gone to the minister. And basically what that's doing is allowing areas like Geelong West and East Geelong to have multi-storey buildings put up by developers and without any real consultation, and ignoring the heritage areas. So Geelong West has got a heritage overlay on probably 3/4 of the area, and to lose that heritage value would be just devastating. So residents of Geelong West, and there are quite a number in East Geelong who are in the same boat, don't want to see that happen. At the moment, the recommendation sitting with the minister, and we're yet to hear what he's going to do with it.
Okay, well, Christine, I'm sure we're going to talk again before the election, but I really appreciate you taking the time to come in. I wish you all the best with your campaign.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. Christine Cousins there, Labor candidate for Geelong. And it's going to be a very interesting election, which is not too far away now.